flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. It is a Vibe Check Tuesday. You can give us a call at 301-230-0980 and let us know how you're feeling about the Commanders with the season, unfortunately, coming to an end against the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. So thoughts on the game, thoughts on the season. We did this quite a bit yesterday. It's kind of a big, giant group therapy session. But today, our usual Vibe Check Tuesday. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, thanks for calling. Hope you're doing well. What you got for me on a Vibe Check Tuesday?
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Thanks for taking my call, Craig. Hope you're doing well. Hey, look, the game was what it was. You know, shot themselves in the foot with the turnovers. They won the game early this year with those 5 turnovers, but, you know, you can't win that way. And if they take anything away from the game, they have to say, look, we shot ourselves in the foot. Philadelphia is a great team. They deserve to be in a Super Bowl. But of all the teams, there are 32 teams in this league, and all those teams went through the training camp, they went through the draft, they went through the mini camps, they went through 17 games, and they were one of 4 teams that was standing, okay? And I think that, you know, fans should be very, very proud of the team. The vibe, I think, should be optimistic. They have a young quarterback that looked like a superstar, but they do have a lot of holes. And I will tell you that I do think the jury is still out a little bit on the GM, okay? I mean, I think he did a decent job in free agency. But when it came to the draft, I think there's still a lot of open questions about last year's draft. They got Samer still. They got, obviously, Jaden Daniels. But down the draft, I think there's still some questions as to whether or not those guys are really going to materialize. So the draft, I think, drafting at the bottom of each round is going to tell a lot about his ability to spot talent. And that's why I think they should move on from either Deron Payne or Jonathan Allen to see if they can get more picks that gives him the option of using those picks to move up in the draft. So I think I still think there's some question marks about Adam Peters and his draft capabilities. That's still an open question in my part, but I think everybody should be very proud of this team. As long as they have Jaden Daniels, he's worth the like five games on his own, I believe. So they just need to put the cast of characters around him, and I think they're going to be just fine.
Gary, thanks for the call. And I'm glad you brought this up because it's something that I've been kind of battling with internally slash sometimes in the comment sections over the last couple of days with some folks. And that is the reality of what this rookie class was. It's an unmitigated success no matter what because of Jaden. He just overrides everything else. But if we're going to take a more objective pick-by-pick look at it and not just weight the quarterback and the number two overall pick with the weight that it deserves and how much it overrides everything else, like, there are questions, which is why I like the way that Gary put that. He's probably more skeptical. He's definitely more skeptical. He's been skeptical. He's called a couple times over the course of the past bunch of months. And, you know, he was skeptical about some of Adam's moves going back. Seems to have a bit of skepticism against Adam. But here's the thing about being an NFL GM. The proving yourself is never over. You're great until the moment that you're not, until the bad decisions stack up and all of a sudden you've got a bad team. Or a bad cap situation, or both, and it's time for someone else to do the job. So it's a constant state of proving in an ever-evolving ecosystem, by the way. What the NFL is now is not what it was 5 years ago and not what it's going to be 5 years from now. So the ability to keep up with the times, stay ahead of the trends, and understand where the markets are is a critically important skill on top of the scouting and all of that kind of stuff. So when you look at the draft specifically, what I like the way Gary said that in terms of the jury is still out, that's very different than that he failed or these guys are failures. Because if you go through the picks, Jaden, greatest success story in the history of the modern league in terms of a draft pick. It was at the most important position, and he was the best guy to ever do it in terms of a rookie. So, cool. Done. Check. And he's worth games every single year. He's worth an impossible amount to kind of value as a franchise, and especially the next couple of years where his contract value is low. Like, just, you have the most valuable thing in the sport. Jerzan was promising at times this year. I don't know how much different he is, how much better or worse he is than, like, Payne right now, but if he grows into something that's better than Daron Payne, like, great. I think he's more similar to Daron than John, a guy that's super quick. But I will say this about Jerzan. He plays his face off. You will never find that dude loafing. He plays his tail off. And you immediately understand when you see him on the field why they liked him so much. He's their kind of guy. And I think as he has more time in an NFL weight room, has more time in the scheme, has more time to understand and more experience and know how to play at the NFL level, I think Jerzan Newton's going to be a really good, if not Pro Bowl level player. But he's not yet. Right? And then Mikey, up and down, if you're just grading him on a hard scale this year, had some really exceptional moments, none finer than the Detroit game, obviously. Just some of the plays he makes in that game are outstanding. A++++++++ guy in the locker room. The way that he goes about his business, the way he's emerged as a leader on this team. I think he's, outside of Jaden, one of the most critical pieces in terms of setting the tone in the building. Like, Bobby, obviously, I think is the keystone there. He was the centerpiece in terms of the locker room. But behind Bobby, you had guys like Zach and Austin who were really important. You had Jaden who was really important. You had Terry who was really important. But Mikey was not just a young leader. Mikey was a leader on this team. And he is a special, special person in that regard. And so if he can continue to get better as a player, which he undoubtedly will, then that seems to be a home run pick. Everyone else, it's up for debate. And I want to stress that that's okay. Because rookies aren't supposed to be good. They can be. And the higher you take them, the better they should be. Which is what makes, like, Ben Sinnott fairly disappointing. But that doesn't mean Ben Sinnott is a bust. Now, if Ben Sinnott has no production again in 2025, now we're having a different discussion. You're halfway through his rookie contract and he hasn't shown you that he can play in the league. Like, that's a problem. But he's got to get way better this offseason, way more locked in as a professional in terms of, I don't mean like, it's not like he's goofing off, but like the ability to trust him to do the job down in, down out, which he's learning the league. He didn't run a really sophisticated route tree at Kansas State. Like, there's a lot for him to learn. And this year was in many ways a learning year. Dominique Hampton, fifth rounder, took a literal learning year. He's a redshirt, basically, this year because they wanted to change his position from safety down to linebacker. So he is a giant TBD. If that project works out, well, that's a steal in the fifth round. If not, Luke McCaffrey, he had some really nice moments this year where you're like, I don't know, he's open. Can someone throw him the ball? But clearly, Jaden didn't have a super high level of trust with him to be able to do that. Other times, it looked like he trusted him a ton with some of the routes that he did get thrown. And then, obviously, I thought he did a pretty good job in the back half of the season as a kick returner once Austin went out. So there's some meat on the bone there. But like for a third-round pick, I think you're expecting him to be a bona fide rotation player. So can he get there next year? These are open-ended questions that need to be answered in the affirmative to feel great about the depth on this football team moving forward. And like Gary talked about, picking so late, I believe it's 29th in each round, is going to be a huge test because you have to go scavengering, basically. But the one thing I really like about Adam and like about this front office is they know what they're looking for. They're not going to go chasing what other people want. They're not going to necessarily listen to media draft. They're certainly not going to listen to like media draft boards and stuff. They're going to take the guys that they know fit what they want from a character standpoint first, which puts a floor underneath them because you know you're going to get maximal effort. So they obviously need to plug some holes in free agency. They're going to have to do really well in the draft, and they're going to have to do well in the draft from a lot later than we anticipated them having to operate. But they have clear vision. Adam has a long history of being successful as a scout and as the AGM and one of the most influential voices in that San Francisco front office that year after year after year got a lot right. Not everything. They did some very crazy stuff at times strategically where they like took kicker Jake Moody in the fourth round. But like outside of wacko stuff like that, guys like Fred Warner, Tufunga, by the way, who's a free agent, the safety from San Francisco, just on down the list, some of the wide receivers they've taken, some of the O-linemen that they've taken, they've hit a lot. Kittle was a Peters guy in San Francisco. So still to be proven. There's always stuff to be proven when it comes to a general manager's place in the NFL. But I think I saw enough year one to feel pretty darn confident about this guy. And I also did not have my brain broken by the fact that Jaden Daniels was awesome to think that every other rookie was also supposed to be awesome immediately, because that's just unrealistic of how the NFL works, because it's the best football league in the world. And it's pretty hard to get along as a guy who's never played in it, which is what happens when you are a rookie. When we get back, more of your calls on a Vibe Check Tuesday on The Hoffman Show.